Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Good evening, Dermot Doherty here, and you're welcome along to The Score. There's a bumper bank holiday weekend of sporting action up ahead, and hopefully between now and 8 o'clock you can stay with us as we preview some of the big games. The weather hasn't been too kind around the northwest this evening, but hopefully it can pick up so that it doesn't spoil the weekend action. There's plenty to look forward to. Here in Donegal, the All-County Leagues get up and running this weekend. And of course, the Alliance National Football League finals are this weekend as well. Donegal are in Croke Park on Sunday. And later in the programme, we'll preview the big ties with Frank McGlynn. We'll hear from Donegal League manager John Francis Dugan ahead of their Oscar Trainer Cup semi-final meeting with the Waterford and District Junior League on Sunday. And there's rugby too with Alec McDonald. But it's straight to the action we go. And the League of Ireland Premier Division returns this weekend after the international break. Derry City play host to Galway United tomorrow night, and Harps are away to Treaty United. And with games again on Bank Holiday Monday, well, it's a busy few days. Chris Ashmore has been looking ahead to the weekend with Anthony Gorman.
Anthony, many thanks for joining us as we look ahead to a busy weekend on the SSE Airtricity League front. Bank holiday weekend, so games on Friday and Monday. Let's start with Finn Harps, and having beaten Wexford away, then they were held to a draw at home by Kerry last week. Perhaps a little bit of disappointment not beating a Kerry side who have struggled, it must be said, since they stepped up to senior ranks, but it's still early days yet, and you know, probably we can't read too much into that. But the important thing is now we look to the next game, and it's a tricky assignment for Harps. They're on the road against a Treaty United side who are ahead of them just on goal difference, but the Marcus Field, it certainly will be a big test.
To be fair, I think the Treaty game is going to be their biggest test to date so far. You know, and that includes the Cork City game that they played at home, because Treaty away, you know, were formidable opponents, and especially at the Marcus Field. And they've had a really good start to the season, and they're only 3 points behind Cork with a game in hand. But Darren Morphy will be delighted with the start that he's had, Chris. And, you know, you touched on the Kerry game there, and, you know, disappointed not to pick up 3 points. But I watched a good bit of that game, and to be fair to Kerry, they've made a big improvement since last season. They've played 6 games so far. They've drawn 3 of them, which is good for them. Like, you know, they're set up. They're well set up, and they're well enough organised. And to be fair to them, last week I thought they played some good football at times. But if you'd said to Darren at the start of the season, after 6 games, you'd be sitting 3rd in the table, 3 points behind Cork, I'm sure they'd have taken your hand off. And I wouldn't be too critical if I'm not capitalising on a home performance or a home game against Kerry, because I'd be more inclined to give Kerry a bit of credit for how they set up in that game. But, you know, as I said earlier, this is definitely going to be Finn Harps' biggest test of the season so far.
Yeah, and strangely enough, Harps on the road, okay, they've only had a couple of games, but that's where they've got 2 of their wins.
Yeah, and away to Wexford as well, like, having gone a goal behind on such a long trip, and the manner in which they won the game, you know, in the last minute, you know, it's a great boost for a team when you go away like that, and it's a long bus journey, and you know, a victory like that there can do wonders for a team, because you know, when you're down, you know, the last couple of seasons Harps have struggled and they've been down near the bottom, and to go away to Wexford and get a result like that, like, that's a big lift, and it shows how far that Darren Murphy's actually taken this team.
Yeah. Now, you know as much as anyone the demands on players over a weekend like this, when you have 2 games in the space of a few days. Bray on Monday is next up, so a quick enough turnaround, and you know, a home fixture for Harps. Will they be under a little bit of pressure to bag the 3 points against Bray, do you think?
There'll be pressure put on themselves. I think from the outside, I don't think the supporters are putting much pressure on them, because I think they're just happy to see how they've started the season, and they've been, you know, they've been delighted with the form and the performances to date. A home game against Bray, traditionally Finn Harps, you know, going back when, you know, when the formation of the first division, and Bray was always a, Bray and Finn Harps was always a big game. And, you know, Bray used to always, nearly always have the upper hand on Finn Harps, but, you know, the tables have turned somewhat when you, especially when you look at the league table at the moment, and Bray are, you know, they're down third from bottom in the league, and, you know, it's, they're going through a bit of a transition period. So I think get Treaty out of the way, first of all, and then, you know, focus on the Bray game then. But I think it is a good opportunity. It's a home game. It's a good opportunity for Finn Harps to pick up 3 points.
Yeah, and, you know, fair to say 4 points out of six would be a decent return from the two games?
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I think, you know, if you say to anybody, like, especially like holiday period like that, where you're going to be playing Friday and the bank holiday Monday, I think the most important thing is that you come through unscathed in terms of injuries because of the quick turnaround. And I'm sure 4 points out of six will be a very happy Darren Murphy come bank holiday Monday evening.
Well, already, you know, we've seen games been very close. Last weekend, Longford and Athlone, a 3-3 draw. Bray were beaten by Wexford 4-3, a last-minute winner in that one, or very late in the game. Looking at the fixtures this Friday, Kerry against Wexford, Bray are against Cove. Those games, you know, they're hard to call.
They are, and, you know, having watched a good few of the Harps games especially, there's not that much between the teams, Chris. You know, I watched Harps beat Athlone at Finn Park, and I thought Athlone, you know, the only difference in the game was the two goals that Finn Harps scored, because I thought it was very evenly matched. And, you know, Finn Harps on the night had the more potent strike force. Success was very good that night against Athlone. So, and I think, to be fair, over the last couple of seasons, like, there's been a lot of effort going into the clubs, and there's a lot of good work going on behind the scenes in terms of the coaching and that. So, like, the games I have seen, they have been very tight. There hasn't been much in them. And, you know, you look at, say, the top four teams anyway, like, there's 5 points between the top four, and then from fifth down to eighth, there's only a point on it. Like, you know, so there's very little on it, and you can see a lot of teams. The thing about that league, Chris, every team's capable of beating each other. And I think at the start of the season, everybody thought Cork were going to run away with it. But they haven't had it all their own way. And to be fair to the other teams, they've stood up to them, and they've given them a good challenge. And, you know, it is going to be a really tough season.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned, of Cork, they're at home to Athlone Town on Friday, and with a Easter weekend, no doubt that'll be a bumper crowd, be one of the biggest crowds in the league. And you probably would expect Cork to get the better of Athlone. Longford and UCD is the other game. UCD sort of have been a little bit mixed of late, but one would expect come the latter half of the season they should be there or thereabouts. They certainly should be in the promotion frame.
Should be, yeah. And, you know, you look at UCD start the season, like, 3 victories and 3 defeats. It's very un-UCD, like, you know, especially when they're in the first division. They're usually always hit the ground running in the first division, and I suppose having just come down from the Premier League and they've lost a few players, it's a bit of a rebuilding process for UCD. But you mentioned Cork being at home to Athlone. Like, in Cork, I think we can all agree that Cork are too big a club to be in the first division, and you know, they just haven't got it right on the field over the last couple of years, and, you know, they'll be looking to build on quite a positive start, like 4 victories and 2 draws to date, still unbeaten in the league. But they're up, like, as I said to you before, like, Athlone, I was impressed with Athlone, how they played the game. You know, they're quite a physical team as well. They've got good physique in the team. So that, like, as I said, I don't think teams are going to have it all their own way. But you would expect Cork City at home to be picking up 3 points.
Yeah, and just running through the games on Monday, it's Wexford against Cork City, Athlone against Treaty, Cove against Longford, as we've mentioned, Harps against Bray, and UCD meeting Kerry. Moving to the Premier Division, and on Friday we've some cracking games to look forward to. There's a Dublin derby, Shamrock Rovers against Bohemians, new manager of course at Bowes, Waterford against Sligo, who had a great win last week, and Sligo up to third in the table. Shells, the table toppers, at home to a Dundalk side who are struggling. It's Drogheda against St. Pat's, and Derry City at home to Galway. Derry will be, well, they'll be determined to get 3 points at home against John Caulfield's side.
Yeah, I mean, Derry, I suppose, I think there's an added pressure in Derry this season, you know, with the backing that they've had. And, you know, Derry were good last season, but I think at times their home form let them down, and there's a lot of criticism of the Brandywell pitch at times, not just from opposition managers, but from Rory Higgins himself. But Derry, you know, they're sitting in second in the league at the minute. But they will be looking to pick up 3 points against Galway. But Galway have had a good start themselves, Chris. Mm. You know, newly promoted, and you know, they're very well organised. You know yourself what you get with Ollie Horgan and John Coffey, like a lot of experience. Very well organised, very hard to beat, and I'm sure Derry will not be getting it all their own way against Galway.
No, you would expect Shelburne at home, the way they've started the season, will beat bottom of the table Dundalk. And, you know, Shell's nice little comfort at the top. Rovers and Bowes, wouldn't be a surprise if that's a draw. So it's from a Shelburne perspective, and Mark Coyle, the captain, things probably couldn't be going much better.
No, Shell's are going very well. Good to see Mark Coyle, you know, local lad captain in the team, and playing very well. He picked up a Player of the Month award as well, which was great for him, and it's great for Shelburne as well. You know, they put faith in Mark and give him the captaincy, and he's obviously repaying that faith. We talk about the Dublin derby there with Rovers and Bowes. You know, Bowes be looking for, they got a good result against Derry in the last game, you know, after you know, with interim manager in charge. Rovers have had a poor start. They've won one victory out of the first five games, but Rovers started like that last year as well, Chris. I think they went six games before they got their first victory. But you know, they're always going to be there, and they're always going to come strong. And again, you mentioned Sligo. Sligo's had a really good start to the season. You know, in the last result, a 3-1 victory against Drogheda. And Sligo, you know, got a difficult enough game this week away to Waterford, who themselves have started well, and there's only a point difference in the two of them. So it makes for an interesting weekend, Chris.
And finally, Anthony, we'll just mention one game on Bank Holiday Monday. Derry City make the trip to Talca Park against Shelburne. You know, it's too early in the season to be talking about six-pointers, but that said, it's a very big game for both clubs.
Yeah, and I think it's Derry's. It's obviously, apart from Rovers away, when Derry did really well. And that game, watching Rovers away, the Derry City, that game could end up 4 or 5 each. It was like a basketball game at times. It was end to end. It was, you know, mistakes in both defences at times, but it made for good viewing. But I think this is going to be, apart from the Rovers game, this is certainly Derry's biggest challenge. You know, they've beaten Drogheda. They beat a Pats team who've been very disappointing, because everybody, I think, at the start of the season would have had their money in Pats pushing Rovers all the way, you know, given how well Pats ended last season. And they beat Waterford at home. So the teams have beat, you know, they've been down, like they would have been expected to beat them. So I do think this is Derry's biggest challenge, the Shelburne away game. And as you mentioned Shelburne before, like, Shelburne are flying. And, you know, Damien Duff has certainly built on, you know, he's improving them all the time, Chris. And that's a sign of a good coach and a good manager.
That's Anthony Gorman there in conversation with Chris Ashmore. Your Derry against Shelburne on Monday. Before that, Friday night, Derry at home to Galway, kicks off at 7:45. Treaty United against Harps is at 7:45 as well. We'll have updates from that game with Michael Cook. And on Saturday, actually, one of Anthony's old clubs, Linfield, have a big, big game. That Belfast derby, Glentoran and Linfield in the Irish Cup semi-final. The other semi-final is Cliftonville against Larne. So, busy weekend of action up ahead on the football front. And we've got more soccer to come after this break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Score. Well, the Donegal League side has enjoyed a wonderful run in this season's Oscar Traynor Interleague competition. They've reached the semi-finals, and this Sunday they play their last four tie in Athlone against the Waterford and District Junior League. Chris Ashmore has been speaking to the manager of the Donegal League side, John Francis Dugan.
Well, John Francis, all set for the big game?
All set for the big game. I'm looking forward to it now. We're not going to do any more this week. That's the final training session. Some of the boys wee bit stiff from the weekend. Some of them played inter-pros. And, we'll take it easy on them now. And we'll meet again on Sunday morning for breakfast. And away we go then. And hopefully we come home with a good result.
Because, as you've touched on there, quite a lot of the players have had a pretty busy season between leagues, cups, interleague competitions, so there's a fair bit of mileage in the legs.
Oh, there's a lot of mileage in the legs. We did try to manage them because the lads we have are all at clubs that are challenging for stuff and still challenging for stuff, well, the majority of them anyway. And, when I spoke to the managers when I took over, I said, I don't want to impact on you too much. So we haven't. We've nobody's got injured at us as such. We've tried to be easy on them, bar an injury in a game or two, Darren McIlwain, but we haven't been too taxing on them in training and all that. So that's just the way it was, a long, hard season and a lot of games, like the Letterkenny Rovers lads, FA Cup run, and the likes of Fannett have played a lot of games over the last two seasons. Cage, you've played a lot of games over the last two, so there's a lot of mileage in the legs there. Lads like Matty Cross and Mickey Funson, playing a long, long time at a high level, so we don't want to burn them out. We want to give them the right mix between working them hard and them being excited, and that seems to be where they're at. They all seem to be, have a good wee edge about them. They seem to be looking forward to this and seem to be excited, so...
And it seems to be that, the appetite really is there. These guys really want to get to the final. This is a big, big occasion.
I spoke earlier on. I grew up hearing stories about the team that won the Oscar Traynor. And I was old enough then to remember a team in the early 90s that got to the Oscar Traynor final and lost. But there's a massive competition. I don't think some of the people that's in, even in the league here are aware of how big it is and the magnitude of it. And I don't think some people take it as seriously as it should be. This is a top, top competition. This is the cream of junior football in Ireland, playing knockout football against each other. And we're down to the last four. And some may say, yeah, you only came through Ulster. But, we have a big fish to get over in Inishowen, and we had to play them twice. There's not too many teams in the country that will play Inishowen twice and come out on top. And we did, and then we played the Leinster Senior League and came out on top. Waterford could take care of us in the semi-final the next day, but whatever happens, we'll hold our heads high because, it's a top, top competition and we've shown that we're a top team and that the talent in the league is there.
Yeah. And, who knows when the opportunity will come round again, you have to make the most of it.
Well, you have to make the most of it. If the same format's in place next season, and a Shona coming back a wounded animal, and there's nothing to say that you're going to get over that hurdle next year. So you have to strike while the iron's hot, and we're in a semi-final now. Hopefully we get over that hurdle on Sunday, and then we'd have a final to look forward to, and again we prepare for that if it comes to it. But we deserve to be there. We're one of the top teams in the country. We've shown that. I think we were really good against. We give away some bad goals against the Leinster Senior League, but we could have scored multiple goals that day, and we showed that we're a top, top team.
And in your own mind, you more or less have your first 11 sorted out?
You can have your first 11 sorted out. It's unfortunate. There's a couple of lads that, probably made decisions that that took them out of the squad that they'll probably live to regret because of the magnitude of the competition, and hopefully we go on. and they're gone. But like what we have there, the squad, we had an extended squad of about 26, 27. We were happy with that. The lads that have given the full commitment have been there all the time, and we're really happy with that. Picking an 11 is very hard. You know, you could pick many different combinations of an 11 and still have a quality team out. So we'll see what Sunday brings up. You never know. There's a couple of lads out there, you know, Crokey and all that out there tonight at training. So you don't know how that'll progress during the week. But we'll see what happens. And look, whatever 11 we put out, we know we'll give it a right rattle.
And what do you know about the Waterford opposition?
We got footage of one of their matches. It's very hard to gauge the level that they're playing against. When you see a video like that, it was different when I went and watched the Leinster Senior League. I was able to gauge the level of the two teams. Waterford was just too far. I wasn't going to go down to Waterford and watch the game. But watching the video, like they have pace and they've power and some of their backroom team and even. You know, have been around the game, like, so they're going to be well prepared. You know, they've players there that played in the Munster team that won the Inter Pros. They've players playing in FAI Junior Cup semi-final the weekend after. So, hey, they're going to be no mugs. They're going to be no mugs.
And finally, often to win a competition, you need to have that belief. And I take it all involved here, you have that belief that you can go all the way.
I hope our lads have the belief that they'll go all the way. Sometimes Donegal teams go away with an inferiority complex and they play against teams from other parts of the country and they're walking about, strutting about with their chests, you know, puffed out. And our lads kind of sometimes, you know, don't do that. And our lads deserve to be where they are. Some of our lads have played at the top, top level here in this country and done well. And there's no reason why we should fear any team. And we should go there with a swagger. Hey, you know, you could be in the end of a defeat, but like we are where we are. And I hope our lads realise how good they are and the opportunity that's there before them and that they, you know, grab it with both hands on Sunday and put on a performance that the whole league here in Donegal can be proud of. They've done, you know, we're proud of what they've done so far and it's all about the players. Like, we're just facilitating them. This is their team and the lads have played at a top level and they're all really excited about being together here as a group. So, you know, hopefully we can go and do the business on Sunday and, you know, bring a bit more profile to the league, because the league's never had, you know, been in better position with the Ulster Senior League gone. And, you know, I really hope that things can step on here and football in Donegal can step on here. And hopefully, you know, we're leading the way for football in Donegal to, you know, have players there that say, we're from Donegal, but we can go and match any team in the country. And that's where we're... That's what I'm wanting from this team, that when they take to the pitch on Sunday, that they know that they're equal to any team that they'll play.
Nice words there from John Francis Dugan. Donegal against Waterford on Sunday kicks off at 2:30. We'll have updates on the Sunday Sport with Darren Kelly. And no surprise that it's a very limited programme of fixtures in terms of local action here in Donegal over the weekend. There's Saturday League action on Saturday afternoon. In Inishowen, there's a much busier programme of games and they all get underway on Friday. That's Good Friday tomorrow, of course. A couple of games in the Premier Division, Glengarry against Coghill Celtic and Mobile against Buncrana Hearts, both games at 5:15. There are games as well in the Strand Hotel Division 1. We'll go for another quick break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Two good games to look forward to. I suppose, first of all, from Donegal, it's nice to be back at Croke Park. It's been over 2 years since we were there, Frank.
Yeah, that is for a number of these players. You know, it's probably going to be a good experience to get before the Championship football kicks off. And promotion to Division 1 was probably always going to be an aim. And with that, I suppose, they probably would have been targeting, you know, a league title, you know, as well. And one of the, it'll be a good experience for a lot of the players. And I'm sure it's a weekend that they're all looking forward to, and it's well timed, you know, with the Championship game just around the corner in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah. The injuries count for Donegal keeps increasing. Patrick McBerty and Ryan McHugh are the latest. Patrick's definitely out. They're going to wait, I think, closer to the time to see what the story is with Ryan, but he's seen as a major doubt for the game. A double blow for Jim McGuinness as you go into a big decider at Croke Park?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose two of their key players, two of their experienced players on the on the team, and two players that have been playing very well through the league. You know, Ryan McHugh's really back to himself again, so as you know, and carrying a lot of football and getting on a lot of possession, so he'll definitely be a loss. And Patrick always comes to life when he gets to Croke Park, and I suppose probably disappointing for himself as well to miss out in a league final in Croke Park. But I suppose when the bigger picture comes around in 3 weeks' time, I suppose the priority is about getting Patrick and Ryan on the pitch for the championship match against Derry.
Yeah, they of course are two new additions to what is a lengthy injury list for Jim McGuinness. Is Donegal just unlucky on that front, or is it part of this process that if you're trying to get players up to a certain level, it's something that can happen?
Yeah, I suppose if you look back, I suppose this past number of years, you know, we've been missing probably five or six that you would regard probably as starters or in your first 15, you know. And again, this year, you know, some of the players have been kind of used sporadically due to injury. You know, this Jason McGee, Michael Langan, Owen Van Galler probably haven't got a run of games, you know, during the league, which is probably disappointing for them personally, you know, because a lot of work goes into the thing, a lot of time and commitment, you know, and it's probably disappointing for those players that they're not, I suppose, in a position to get onto the playing field, you know. It's one thing, I suppose, that shows the strength of the panel at Donegal at the minute, you know, the way they've come through Division 2 unbeaten, you know, and done very well to get to a league final. So I'm sure the players that have come in to take their places are holding their own.
Yeah. Who has impressed you this year, Frank?
Yeah, there's been a number of good players. You know, Keir Moores, the juniors have come in, you know, has been very consistent right throughout the league, you know, and Oisin Gallen as well. It's good to see himself and Patrick playing well together and getting on the score sheet, because, you know, I suppose any team going forward to have championship ambitions, you know, is going to need those marquee forwards. And, you know, it's good to see that we can, you know, look at Oisin Gallen and Patrick McBertie as two main threats up there in the forward line, you know. I suppose Keelan McGonigal in that half-back role that he's been playing has also been impressive, you know. Keelan's always very athletic and big and physical and strong, you know, and he's really covered a lot of ground this year already, so we have to be looking forward to see how those players get on now, you know, in the, I suppose, the green grass and the firm pitch of Croke Park now at the weekend.
And Frank, is Croke Park a venue that will suit the likes of Oisin Gallen?
Yeah, that's, I suppose, as a defender, I suppose it's always hard to minimise the space that the forwards have. And I suppose the one good thing about Croke Park, you know, there's going to be pockets of space there to get, you know, to get on the ball and get the marks and get scores on the board. And that's probably the one thing about Patrick, was he always seemed to do well when he got to Croke Park and got that extra bit of space. But there's no doubt, you know, for the likes of the other, even Jimmy Brennan, those getting back to Croke Park, and I suppose with playing conditions and weather throughout the league, there probably hasn't been too many firm pitches played on. So I suppose it'll be well timed, you know, in the last league game, and then with 3 weeks to go to the championship, where there should be a lot more pace in the game, and I suppose a lot more speed being used.
Yeah. These two sides, of course, drew in the game at the Athletic Grounds. There wasn't much between them. Will there be much between them come Sunday, Frank?
No, I can't see an awful lot. You know what? Say it's going to go right down to the wire again. I suppose Donegal, looking back at the league game, they probably would have been disappointed not to come away with a one. You know, they had Armagh under pressure and probably didn't take enough of their chances on the day. And saying that, I think Armagh put on a couple of very positive performances since then. You know, a huge victory against Cavan there. And I suppose they guaranteed, similar to Donegal, they guaranteed the promotion, you know, with a game to go, which is positive for them. But again, both teams are going to really look forward to it. Armagh always, you know, look forward to getting to Croke Park as well. And you know, they won't have any fears of going to Croke Park either. So it should be a good, open, entertaining game of football. And I suppose the key aim of promotion is already got. So I would say it'll probably lend itself to a bit more openness, hopefully, for the weekend and a good game for everyone to watch.
Yeah, and I suppose from both camps, and indeed from Jim McGuinness's point of view, I'm sure it's a game that he'd want to win, because when you're winning matches, you get momentum and you get more confidence. But at the same time, Jim will be very, very wary of what's coming 3 weeks down the line, and the next thing that he needs is a few more names in that injury list that we spoke about earlier.
Yeah, I suppose there's always that risk of picking up injuries when you're playing games, but I suppose, you know, it's also a game where it's going to stand to these players getting to Croke Park. And I suppose the fitness is well built up now, you know, in the next 2 to 3 weeks before championship is really going to be about just fine-tuning that fitness and the tactics side of things before the championship match. So the weekend presents a good opportunity to get another good game of 70 minutes football against a top-quality team under the belts for both teams. And you know, they'll be hoping that that'll put them in a good place. And I suppose heading into the championship match, you want to go in with momentum, you know, and I suppose you're always only as good as your last game. So both Donegal and Armagh is going to be looking to come out of Croke Park with a league title and a national title and a victory heading into their respective games, you know, with Derry and Fermanagh coming up.
Are you going to call a Donegal victory on Sunday, are you?
I do think so, yeah. They have been impressive, you know, probably the first 15-20 minutes of the game against Meath there at the weekend, they probably didn't start the best, but, you know, they still run out convincing winners with an 8-point victory, you know, and they are. Both putting teams away, you know, and that second half is becoming a period of the game where they're pushing on again, so they are. So it's always positive to see in that period of the games, and hopefully we'll look forward to seeing that at the weekend as well.
Yep. You said there that it's all about going to the championship and getting a win. Is that a similar case for Derry? And if they are to do that, they're probably going to have to stop the best team in the country at the moment in that Division 1 final.
Yeah, I suppose if Derry are going to be, they're going to be looking, I suppose the last league game they played against Dublin, they rested a number of players, so I suppose it's going to be interesting this weekend to see, do they go after the victory against Dublin, who have, you know, improved immensely since that first game defeat to the Monaghan and Croke Park. But I suppose the performances in recent games have been nearly back to their best in their fitness levels and speed of play looks to be up there at their peak. So it's certainly going to be a huge challenge for Derry, but at the same time Derry are putting those consistent performances together, so they are, you know, they're always, you know, in each game, and no matter what team they're playing against, they're playing to their style of football, and it doesn't seem to matter the opposition, they're still just putting the performance in, and they'll be looking to get the result as well. I suppose heading into the game in Celtic Park, I think both Donegal and Derry will probably be looking to leave Croke Park with momentum rather than a defeat, so I suppose that'll be the aim, and I suppose as Donegal people would be hoping for I suppose first and foremost, and then probably, you know, looking for that momentum to be stalled a little bit for Derry ahead of the first round of the championship match.
We know that Donegal, and you've been around Jim McGuinness training camps before, once this league is done and dusted, it's going to ramp up again for championship. Donegal's going to go into that game as underdogs, given that Derry are one of the top two sides in the country. They have home advantage. But is that a scenario that Jim McGuinness will be quite content with?
Yeah, it's certainly one that, I suppose, you know, the pressure of winning championship matches, you know, it's different to having a home game in Bakul Park where you're expected to win the game. You know, it's really a shot to nothing. I think most people, you know, throughout the country would probably expect Derry to win that game in Celtic Park with the current form they're in. But I suppose when you factor into the mix then this with Jim McGinn returning and Mickey Hart returning as Derry manager, you know, taking over Derry, it's going to be a huge game. And I suppose Jim McGinnis had a little bit of training work done early in the year and a little bit of a camp, and I suppose the next couple of weeks is going to be fine tuning towards the Derry game. And it's one of Celtic Park, you know, it's a nice venue and tight pitch and the crowd's, you know, right on top of you, so it's going to be a great game for atmosphere, so it is. And I suppose Ulster football being Ulster football, you know, it's going to be a tight game no matter what. I do feel, I suppose, Derry won in this past two Ulster titles, and I suppose they've been going for three in a row, which is probably hasn't been done now in quite a while. I know ourselves every time we may have got two in a row, but never could manage that three in a row. So I suppose that factor is always there as well, that, you know, that they're probably going for three in a row as well, which would be a remarkable achievement for any Ulster county to achieve.
Yeah, it would. Well, listen, moving away from the county scene, just finally then, on club football, you're back in action with Glenfinn this coming weekend. Frank taking on Glenswilly in your league opener. What's the hopes and aims of Glenfinn this season in 2024?
Yeah, I suppose been in Division 1. I suppose we ended up in the relegation playoff last year and maintained our status in Division 1. So probably looking to get early points on the board, you know, and I suppose maintain that Division 1 status before the championship kicks off probably in July and August, you know. So, but it's good to have the club football up and running, you know. It'll be a busy month of April, you know, with a lot of games played. So it's one that, I suppose, again, you're looking forward to, and I suppose it's back to the club scene where there's an event on every weekend now and a match on for everyone to get out and get to see, which is, you know, what it's all about.
Yeah, I know it's early stages yet, but have you managed to keep everybody from last year, Frank? Or because obviously people's lives change, people move on away from home, go for work. Is there a good, strong stack of player personnel there for Glenn?
Yeah, I suppose we've probably, I suppose last year we probably probably a year where a number of players did move on, you know, with work and travel and immigration, you know, and that's to be, I suppose, understandable. Every club probably is meeting that challenge, you know, but I suppose we're lucky enough we'd probably a good enough group of under 17s last year that have come through now at under 18s, you know, to boost the numbers, you know, training wise, and hopefully you'll see some of those younger players probably taken to the field throughout the year for an adult football, you know, so it's good in a way, you know, and both, you know, both seniors and reserves, you know, training's went well so far in a way, so good luck to keep that up right throughout the year.
Okay, well, listen, Frank, good luck with the club football, which starts at the weekend, and enjoy the Donegal game on Sunday. Thanks for joining us, and we'll speak to you again soon here in Highland.
Cheers, Roger. Thank you. Take care.
Frank McGlynn there. Yeah, the All-County Leagues in action this weekend. And back to those league finals again, by the way, aside from the games on Sunday. On Saturday, Down against Westmeath. That's in the Division 3 final in Croke Park. Throws in at 7:15. And it will be preceded by the Division 4 final. That's the meeting of Laois and Leitrim, and that throws in at 5:00. We'll go for another quick break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back. In All-Ireland League rugby action, Omagh have a big game this weekend. They're out in Mayo on Saturday, away to Ballina. This is in League 2C. It's the penultimate game of the season, and a bonus point win would keep Omagh safe in that one. So an important game for Omagh. And City of Derry, they played Dromore in the Ulster Junior Cup final on Saturday evening in Belfast. That's at the Kingspan Stadium. And Oisin Kelly looked ahead to this game with Highlands rugby correspondent Alex McDonald.
As we look ahead to this game, Derry looking to end the season with silverware. How significant is it for the club to be involved in the decider of this competition?
I think it's very important, Oisin, because as everybody knows, 2 years ago, there was doom and gloom in the fact that Derry were relegated from the All-Ireland League. And, you know, having been a senior club for so long and carrying the torch in the Northwest in the All-Ireland League, it was a major disappointment. If the boys on Saturday can do the business, pick up the Ulster Junior Cup, I think it would be fitting that they give a real boost to the club, but also... And the fact is that it's 30 years to the year that City of Derry opened their grounds at Judges Road. And that would be a nice thing to have, to be able to have there on their 30th anniversary.
Well, if they are going to do that, it's not going to be an easy job. Dromore will be providing stiff opposition on Saturday, Alec.
Dromore are a very workmanlike side. They're not a side that physically are all that big, but they're well-drilled and they play well, and been Derry and them know each other this year. Both have had victories at home, so it's stalemate at the moment. But I think one of the things that could be a decider at the Kingspan, especially with the new surface, is the fitness levels of the players. Because I watched the Schools Cup final there on St Patrick's Day, and these guys were as fit as anybody could be, and yet there was quite a lot of them cramping up after about an hour. So it's going to take its toll in that one, and obviously the fitter team. It's going to make a difference. Both sides I have seen this season and the game that they played at Judges Road, and both of them run the ball. So, I mean, it's going to be quite telling. But I think maybe that from Derry's point of view, they may have a few players back that may give them that bit of experience.
Okay. Well, what's the season been like so far for City of Derry, Alec? How could you sum it up, the run to the cup final?
Well, I think they're again finishing in the top four. They had a bad defeat to Enniskillen a few weeks ago, although I think it was a few injuries on the team. But generally speaking, it's very difficult to get into that top two position. Enniskillen and Ballyclare are very strong teams. Cook have had a very good run of late and beat Derry, and that put them ahead. And you know, it's a difficult league, as everybody knows. But those are the top four teams at the moment. Next year, if they can strengthen a bit more, and the likes of Ballyclare and Enniskillen manage to get promotion to the All-Ireland League, it should be very interesting to see what would happen. And then they would really be in a position to push on.
Yeah. But the significant part of, I suppose, of City of Derry finishing in the top four in the league is they've now will be able to play All-Ireland Junior Cup next season, a competition that they'll look to do well in, and look to do better next year than what happened earlier in the season. They got as far as the quarterfinals and lost out to Ballyclare. And again, if you're involved in something like that, it's all encouraging, Alec, because I suppose the level of rugby is at a high standard. And again, it's back to a point that you made earlier about getting back to senior rugby, that this would need to be part of the journey if you're going to get there.
Yes, and also it gives the players now an opportunity not just to be playing rugby in Ulster. They could be travelling down to Cork, they could be going to Galway, or they could be going to Dublin. And it's good experience, especially for the younger players, because it is a step up after all. I mean, you're talking about the four top teams in each of the provinces, and therefore, as you say, this year, they got a narrow victory against Connemara, who they played many years ago in the All-Ireland League. But unfortunately, they got the draw that nobody wanted, Ballyclare. And of course, Ballyclare at the moment, despite the fact that Ballyclare and Enniskillen both got beaten, everybody was expecting one of those teams to be in this final on Saturday. But I think it makes it even better now that it's City of Derry versus Tramore, and it's two sides who have everything to play for, and it's a more even final as well. I was talking to Richard McCarter yesterday. I was asking him what about team selection, and he's almost certain Stephen Carr has made himself available at number 8. Stephen has been out injured for a while, and he, of course, as everybody knows, is the kingpin of the forwards. Although he's not in the flush of youth at the moment, he's still a big, strong guy who's had much experience in rugby. He plays at number 8. He can control the scrums. Simon Logue is available, and he can play out half scrum half. He just drops around the field and does everything. But James Lowe, like, as far as the Ireland team, he can appear anywhere, and he's got a sidestep, it leaves, has left a lot of boys flying. But the guy I think that Richard's looking forward to most, and who I think will be watching, is Killian Thornton. You've heard me talk about this young guy again, a fullback, who has really matured this year, and I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play in the Ulster Junior team. And in the wide open spaces of the Kingspan, if the Drumore out half happens to kick the ball loosely, this young guy will be worth watching, because his counter-attacking and his ability to see space is just tremendous. So, you know, he's been a match winner for Derry a few times this year, and let's hope that he does the same on Saturday.
Well, listen, Alec, we look forward to the rugby at the weekend, hoping that City of Derry get the result. Thanks for joining us today to preview the big match.
Okay, Oisin, thank you.
Thank you, Alec. Well, staying with rugby, Leinster have recalled the heavy artillery for their top-of-the-table URC clash with the Vodacom Bulls tomorrow. 10 members of Ireland's triumphant Six Nations squad, they will start with a further 5 internationals on the bench. That's about it for tonight's programme. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford for engineering, and to Oisin and Chris for their contribution too. Thanks to you for listening. The news is coming at the top of the hour. And seeing as it's Easter weekend, what about some true faith from New Order? From me, Jeremy Doherty, good evening.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.